G'day, welcome to Partakers Easter 2016 series, where we are looking at the life of Jesus Christ leading up to the events of Easter and beyond.
And then Jesus prays for his disciples. In this part of the prayer, Jesus prays for his disciples. Note how he describes them. They were chosen by God himself, seen God in Jesus, and have received God's words and obeyed them, John 17, verse 6. John 17, verse 6 and 9 and 10 tell us that the disciples were in the safe possession of both the Father and the Son. John 17, verse 7 to 8 shows what the disciples know. Despite misunderstanding frequently what Jesus was talking about, the disciples still grasped that Jesus had come from the Lord God Almighty, having taught that they will endure persecution and suffering because they are his followers. Jesus prays for their safety. They will be safe, not because of their own cunning, their own character, or their own conduct. They will be safe because of God's care and protection, John 17, verse 11 to 12. And as they are God's possession, he will ensure that they are watched over and protected. This security is also born from glorifying God and being witnesses for him, John 17, verse 10. God is always glorified whenever his salvation plan is explained and told. Who are the disciples' enemies and why do they need protecting? The first enemy is the world, who does not know God and is therefore in rebellion against God. The disciples were told of this prior to this prayer. Satan is also an enemy of the disciple and would do all he can to stop God being glorified in the life of the disciple. How will God keep them safe? Their safety comes only through his mighty name and nature, by remaining loyal to Jesus Christ, obedient to his teaching, and telling others about him. Almighty God's name and nature will therefore protect them. And Jesus also prays that they may be filled with joy, John 17, verse 10, and be dedicated wholly and solely to him. The disciples now have a mission and a purpose to fulfill, to tell others of this Jesus Christ and his redemptive work on the cross. This mission, though whilst their responsibility is not theirs alone, but is the continuation of Jesus' mission to bring people to reconciliation and relationship with God. Part of that mission is to live a holy life in the power of the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit is the real and true pioneer evangelist. Living a holy life means living a life not for themselves, but for the glory and obedience of Jesus Christ, God's Son.
Thanks for joining us today on Partakers. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded as an MP3 to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. Our books are also available at pulptheology.co.uk and on Amazon. See you later, Dave Roberts.